That was Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis. Now, our roving reporter and global nomad, Kristen Henning, took a road trip in the US from Memphis to Nashville in search of the roots of blues music. The road trip between these cities is known as Natchez Trace, a national scenic byway managed by the National Park Service, which follows the pathways and trails of Native Americans and early explorers, traders, and settlers. To Kristen, it was not only a scenic drive, but it offered good food and good music.
Well, welcome to Kristen Henning, who's our roving reporter, I should say. She's roving the planet for us, actually. And maybe some intergalactic activity I haven't heard about yet.
Do it.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, you recently were driving around in Tennessee, and it sounds like you took an accidental turn to the left and headed along a pathway that's described as a national scenic byway, as distinct from a highway.
That's exactly right. It's managed by our National Park Service, and this trail is called the Natchez Trace, T-R-A-C-E. It is an absolutely stunning drive that I had not even heard about until the last few years when I had family living in Tennessee. You can pick it up. It generally runs from somewhere not too far south of Nashville, almost to New Orleans. So it cuts through Tennessee, a bit of Alabama, and down through Mississippi.
It's an interesting name, Natchez Trace. It sounds, is it Native American Indian or?
Well, yeah, the trail itself is the scenic byway goes along what were originally Native American footpaths and later trails of early settlers. So it's a very historic part of the country. And in fact, we diverged from the trail to see a couple of great sites, the Meriwether Lewis National Monument, which is of Lewis and Clark explorers fame, is really fascinating.
Now, just for our non-American listeners, they explored the Grand Canyon and the river, didn't they?
I think, yes, most famously for going up the Missouri River and exploring that too. It's up through the Dakotas and Montana. It was that northern exploration that they're most famous for. And it was originally funded when Thomas Jefferson was president, our third president. But what you learn at this Meriwether Lewis monument is that it ended up being on him personally. The debt wasn't honored by the government in a later government. So it was a bitter end and a lot of mystery around Lewis's death. So there's the national monument there. And then there's a big battleground called Shiloh Military Park, which is a Civil War battleground. It's just a beautiful drive. There are no fast food, no gas stations, no intersections. So be prepared for driving straight through or camping. And preference goes to motorcyclists and bicyclists. So it's a very low-key byway.
So they've sort of carved a road out of what was a footpath, is it?
That's right. And it's just through forests. So okay. It's a beautiful time to drive it in the fall.
So one lane each direction, basically.
That is correct.
You were in search of the roots of the blues music.
Yeah. I mean, I think when a lot of people visit the music cities, they think Nashville first, which is more country music based. We really deep down prefer Memphis, which is blues based. And then we drove on from Memphis to Mississippi to explore the Mississippi Delta blues, where really it's the birthplace of the blues, which you might say is the birthplace of American music.
So these are big names like B.B. King and Robert Johnson.
That's right. Robert Johnson, Crossroads, made famous by Eric Clapton, and Mississippi, Fred McDowell, John Lee Hooker, Sonny Boy Williamson, Howlin' Wolf, Albert King, Elmore James. All of these guys are from just a few miles from each other.
I can hear you spilling out your misspent youth there.
Yeah, that's right. I listened to a lot of records back on vinyl, scratchy records of these guys. And it's a fascinating exploration to be in the territory where they started singing.
And it's very, very much an African-American tradition of music, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is not a tourist destination, really. From Memphis, it is about 45 minutes south to the border with Mississippi. We actually based ourselves in Tunica County, right across the border, where there's sort of an artificial casino area. I guess that's the closest to tourism. But another hour south of that, you get to Clarksdale and Rosedale. Those would be the towns that you want to head toward to dig into the history a little bit further.
Are there vinyl record shops in these places?
It's really, we tended toward the clubs and the museums where you're picking up on the live music because it is first and foremost a live medium. In Clarksdale, there's a wonderful little Delta Blues Museum. It's really low tech. I mean, they're newspaper clippings and very old-fashioned didactic in this museum. There's nothing fancy about it. You can buy books and records there and get a little bit more information about some of these obscure musicians. And that's just right across the street from the famous, fairly famous in the Mississippi world, of Ground Zero Blues Club. It's a little more popular now because it's partially owned by Morgan Freeman. So it has that blessing, I guess, of Morgan Freeman. And it's a great little restaurant. You can get some good Southern cooking. And it's a live blues club by night.
Now, I see I don't know if I'm talking about the exact same destination, but in your story on your website, you've got a photograph of a woman there carrying biscuits. They look like what we'd call scones. What are they?
The biscuits are from the Loveless Cafe, which is just south of Nashville. We ate breakfast there right before we started the Natchez Trail.
Right.
And I highly recommend it. It's just an unbelievable biscuit. They're sometimes called baking powder biscuits, and they're not as dense as scones. They're much more buttery and fluffy than scones.
Okay.
And the Loveless Cafe has about the best I've ever eaten.
That's an interesting name for a cafe. Is there some story? There'd be a song about that, surely.
There must be. I don't know the full story. It's quite an operation of motel, gift shop. They sell jams and their biscuit mix and a butcher shop. It's a whole little community.
Okay. I love road trips in America because almost every town you come to, there's a song.
That's right. I really recommend to people who are thinking Nashville, 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 which is a little bit over touristed now by bachelorette parties.
All right.
Consider heading to Memphis. Of course, that's well known too, but to visit the Sun Recording Studio and Stax Recording Studio is absolutely a wonderful experience and really puts you in the house of some of these musicians doing their first recordings.
Fantastic. Guess what, Chris? We've run out of time already. Time just flies chatting with you. But that's a really great angle on a road trip, something a little bit different. You know, not Route 66 and not the usual trail.
Exactly.
But it does look terrific in your story in travelpass50.com.
Natchez, Natchez.
Chris, thanks very much for bringing it to our attention. Interested in reading both those stories on your blog and look forward to chatting with you again. Now, you're off to Greece at the end of the week.
I am, and primarily to Karpathos Island, that is pretty far down southeast towards Turkey.
Somewhere you've not been before, hey?
I have not. I'm really looking forward to it. And I suspect we'll be eating well.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. So we've got, I think, three reporters going: yourself, Amelia Old, who's from the Carolinas, and, of course, Michelle Winner, who's from the northwest coast. So we'll look forward to all of your stories. And thank you very much for taking the time to go and do that for us.
Thank you.
That was Kristen Henning in search of the Delta Blues. And what a great trip.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.